Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, Dr. Atulabe, thank you so much for joining us. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Zama. How has the day been?
Well, day has been fine. We are approaching sunset. I hope that your day has been good.
Oh, praise the Lord. It's been wonderful.
Lovely, lovely. Now, today, Doc, we are going to be talking about dietary fat. And when it comes to that, actually, what matters is the type of fat one eats. And rather than adopting a low-fat diet, I think it's important to focus on eating beneficial, good fats and avoiding harmful, bad fats. Now, fat is an important part of a healthy diet. And today, we are going to be learning more from this, from you about this, basically, healthy and unhealthy fats. Now, Doc, what are healthy fats and what do they do for the body?
Important question. But before I answer your question directly, my mind rolled into one thing that helps me to answer that question, which many times we don't consider. But I just want to mention it so that we can consider it as we think about healthy fats and unhealthy fats. Because for one thing, in this world, there are so much academic work going on. And we went to school and, you know, we learned a number of things. And then some people specialize in some things, especially in nutrition in this case. I did not specialize in nutrition. But as part of my training for wellness program, I have to learn some nutritional facts. But then something came to my mind, and that is the little thing I want to share first. How can I be able to eat healthy fats and live on healthy fats? I consider the fact that if I look at it from the point of view of the one that created me, that is God, he made it very simple. In the beginning, when he made man, he said, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. That's Genesis 1:29. And I considered, if in the beginning God gave grains, fruits, nuts, and seeds, that they are okay for man, then all the healthy fats must be inside that package. Then I considered also the fact that when man sinned and God added herb to the food of man, and have found out, as I've been studying and been trained, that even in vegetables, there are fats inside. Interesting. But some people don't realize that. So when we look at a natural diet that God gave man in the beginning, they are all packaged with all the materials needed for life. Now, humanity got worse and worse and worse and worse, and God had to wash the world with water. And when he did, and man came out of the ark, he said, they should eat now of the animals. But he gave a condition. Don't eat the fat and don't eat the blood. That is Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17. He said, throughout your generation, eat neither fat nor blood. Now, when I look at all of these facts from the Word of God, and I put them together, and I consider how man today is not getting better in terms of sin and not sinning. But the Lord continues to bless us with science, true science. And that science is actually confirming what God gave man in the beginning. When I look at saturated fats, unsaturated fats, healthy fats, unhealthy fats, I look at it and I see that God indeed is all wisdom and very perfect. For when I read, and I like to study from those who have been using natural lifestyle to help people get out of ill health and all the problems that man is facing today in terms of well-being, and we look at unsaturated fats, they are the healthy fats. So we have the monounsaturated fats. We have the polyunsaturated fat. And in this, we have the omega-3, omega-6, and so forth. That must be in the right proportion. So for the very simple mind, take what God has said you should eat, and you'll find all of the healthy fats in it.
Mm.
Move up a little bit to educate oneself, look at what science is teaching us, and you will see the picture even more clearly. So we look at things like olive oil, avocado, almonds, cashews, and all the seeds like sesame seeds and so forth. They have the monounsaturated fat. They are wonderful fats for the body. And some will tell you, as they will tell me in my home country, where do you get all these things from? It is only the rich people that can get all these things you are talking about. Well, to a large extent, it is true. But when you think about it a little bit more, it is not so true. Because there are local fruits, there are local nuts that we can find in the open market in their season. And because God puts these nuts inside hard shell, we don't need to eat a lot. It's not right that we should take a bottle of peanuts and put it on the table and keep eating all throughout the day. Though the fat inside is good, nevertheless, when it is too much, it causes a lot of problems.
Oh.
So temperance is very important when we are talking about fats.
Mm.
And that is why God, in the beginning, when he said you should eat clean meats, and we if we want to find out what clean meats are, that would be research that we can do. But at this time, God said, don't eat the fat of those animals. But you know what we do many times, mankind? We use the fat from the chicken that we boil to make the fried rice. And God said, don't eat it. So that means when you eat all of these fats, they are unhealthy fats. They are saturated fat compared to unsaturated. A simple definition to know whether fat is saturated or not saturated is how the fat is at room temperature. If you put a fat inside a container and it is solid after some time at room temp, at room temperature, then it is saturated. That's a very simple way to know the difference. So whether it is free fat oil, like if you take palm oil, some of it will be saturated, some of it will float on the top. Pardon me to use the word float, but it will separate into two. So the saturated fat is not healthy fat. That is why from the plant kingdom, palm oil is one of the sources of saturated fat that is unhealthy for the body. But do you know what we eat the most in West Africa? I don't know about your side, but in West Africa, we eat a lot of palm oil because we are in the tropical zone and the palm will grow a lot. So we eat a lot of saturated fat in palm oil, though it is not animal source. But once we eat a lot of it, it's so unhealthy and it will clog our arteries and give us high blood pressure, heart disease. Now, there is what they call the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol and the high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. The low-density, the way I remember it is the way they taught me in school, lethal. The lethal density lipoprotein cholesterol is dangerous for our bodies. The high-density lipoprotein, now we must have cholesterol. Like you said in the beginning, we must have this fat. We need it. Our hormones cannot be well organized in the body, well balanced in the body without fats. We need them. God made it that we need them. And we produce them because we are in the animal kingdom. But when we add more from other animals, like poultry, like four-footed animals, and so forth, we add more. Now, that is bad enough. But do you know the one that is even worse? Of all unhealthy fats, it is the trans fat. Where do we get trans fat from? Margarine. Anything we buy from the stores that are pastries, fried foods, packaged snacks, all these chips, plantain chips, banana chips, and so forth, that are not dried, but that are fried, they are filled with trans fat. Trans fat is today, in our world today, is one of the worst type of fats unhealthy fats that we eat. You know, we live in a fast-paced world today. Go, go, go. Children must go to school on time. Pack something in a brown bag. Pack something in a lunch bag. So what do we usually pack? All these trans fats in the food that we package from childhood for the children. So we start the blockaging of the arteries from when the children are young. When they're in teenage years, they are already eating all these chips by themselves. They are buying all these big boxes of processed store pastries to take to college. And when they get married, it's about the same thing. Oh, yes, let's go eat out. And so they continue to eat trans fats. Do you know, my dear brother, that the number one killer disease in this world is heart-related, circulatory-related disease? And this is why. This is the primary reason why this is number one killer disease all over the world. So if a person comes to the hospital and the person holds the chest, they ignore all the others and put them behind and answer that person holding the chest first, because he may die very quickly. Oh, some people used to say, oh, this is Western disease. Not again. Today, heart disease is killing in thousands per day.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me about it.
Oh, yes. It is terrible. And it is from this trans fat that we eat a lot of. Well, some will say, I don't have money to buy all the chinchins and the puff-puffs along the street. Well, we do it in our kitchen. We take our root vegetables, we cut them, we fry them. We use the same oil that we use to fry today, to fry tomorrow, to fry day after, and until the oil is black and dry, we are still using it to fry food. We make the trans fat in our kitchen. I'm economizing my oil. Well, if you must fry for whatever important reason, which I don't know, use that oil only once and throw it away.
Exactly.
So if you keep on doing that, you are just producing poisonous oil, unhealthy oil in your kitchen. It's so dangerous. So by doing this, and let me say, for those of us who don't eat animals, I mean, goat, cow, and the rest, and we say, oh, we are vegetarians. But most of us who are vegetarians, we use too much unhealthy fats that we produce and make cholesterol with the eating of these fats, especially when we make them to become trans fats, we fry our foods. So this is where the problem lies. These are simple things that we can take into consideration, we can observe, that will help us to leave the unhealthy fats alone. We need the fats. We need the fat in our nuts. A handful of nuts put in your palm, close your fist, is what all you need, fat that you need for 24 hours. So if I have nuts in a big bottle, or I'm going for trail mix, and I'm finishing a bag of trail mix that is half filled with nuts, it's too much. It's unhealthy.
True.
All I need per day, that we all need per day, and you probably, as a man, your fist will be bigger than mine. So when you take your nuts and you put it in your palm and you close it, that is all that is needed for the day. So the amount that a man would need will be more than I will need as a woman, because my fist will be smaller. And the child also the same way. So let it not be like the proverbial story of the young boy that was told by the person he went to visit with his dad, oh, take this, take as much as you want with your hand. And the boy said, oh, no, thank you, ma'am. I'll let daddy take for me. That boy was being smart, in quotes, because when his daddy takes for him with his big fist, that boy eats more than he should eat of nuts. So this should guide us and help us to know that we need this amount of fat and don't overdo them. So when we make our nuts into butter, then we also have to eat less. Because, you know, when we grind the nuts, a tablespoon of nuts is no more a tablespoon of nut butter is no more a tablespoon of nuts. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Just say it again.
If you take a tablespoon of nut butter,
yes,
it is not the same amount as a tablespoon of the whole nut.
Ah, I get you.
So when we are eating nut butter, we should be very careful and not take a lot. I remember coming to US the first time I came to be trained as a medical missionary. Conservative Nigeria, not having nut butter and so forth that I was eating in Nigeria. I came to America and see all this nut butter in big bottles. And it was about the time we were finishing this 3 months program and we were eating. And I took my bread, the slice of bread, I slapped it with a nut of nut butter, and then I took the honey beer. They have this honey in a jar that has the shape of a beer, and I held it and I squeezed this honey on top of my slice of bread that I already put peanut butter on. And one of the ladies there screamed. She said, "Oh, we have spoiled Marianne. Oh my God, oh my God. When she came, she was not eating like us. Now look at what we have done." Well, that's what is happening in the world today. The world is becoming a little village.
Yes.
And we are eating like every other person is eating all over the world. And we are eating too much trans fat, especially too much saturated fat. You talk about half-done meat in the United States of America. Well, I don't usually go to other countries. This is the one I know more than others. And you slice it, and blood will come out into your plate. It's supposed to be half raw.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the way we should eat if we want to stay in good health. Our heart is giving us from the moment it starts beating at conception.
Yeah.
Till we die, the last beat is the heartbeat when we die. We should keep it. The Bible tells us very well that out of the heart are comes the issues of life. Keep it with all diligence. Unsaturated fat, mono, polyunsaturated fat, are the ones that will keep the heart, that will be diligently keeping the heart in good health.
Mm.
But the saturated fat and the trans fat, which is so common in the world today, is causing this heart disease that is so rampant all over the world.
Before you go, I know that you're preparing to leave. This saturated fat and low fat, is it the same thing?
Saturated fat and low fat, no, it's not the same thing.
Mm.
Low fat simply means you are taking generally low fat diet. So you reduce all the type of fat in the diet, both the good one and the bad ones.
I get
low fat diet. So low fat diet helps the body to manage just the amount you are giving it.
It's not too much.
But it is good to do a low fat on the healthy fat.
I see.
But at least if you do low fat on the unhealthy fat, well, you postpone the process of disease of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It slows down more. So, but more of low fat is used when you are using the healthy fat.
Mm-hmm.
It is usually classified as low fat most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with too much fat in the body, it will also decrease oxygen reaching the cells of the body.
Mm.
Too much fat in the blood do not allow the tissue of the body to get enough oxygen. I mean, it's all information that one can continue to learn and to handle properly. Especially other things in the body, the liver cannot handle all of these heavy fats that we eat today. And so you have some people who have liver cirrhosis and they never drank alcohol.
Wow. Serious?
Yes. Very serious.
Wow.
It's heavy fat that's causing it.
Yes, yes.
Heavy fat.
Well, Doc, we got to have to leave it there. Our time is completely over. But man, always, you know, when I talk to you, always learn something new. Thank you so much. I do believe that our listeners out there are also learning as much as I am learning. I wish you a pleasant evening and a blessed Sabbath ahead.
Amen. And I wish you the same too. God bless you, brother.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.